Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We can move and groove into your life and into your head and into your heart. This is the DJV program. Lots of head, lots of heart here. Jennifer Horn has a great head and a great heart. So does Victoria Keelan. I like to think that I have as well. And you, how are you doing with your head? Where's your head at? And where is your heart at? As we think about things going on, we have a technology report every day on this program, Tech Talk. I think Jennifer wants to move in on your territory a little bit, Victoria. So
right.
We have some... Yeah.
She's ready to get in there.
Yeah.
Well, this is a story that I think we can all kind of identify with. If you have an iPhone and you've had a mask on and you've been out in public and you've got the mask and you're trying to get into your phone, you realize that it's not reading your face to let you into your phone because you've got this mask on it. And so that's been the challenge for a lot of tech companies, is to figure out how to do facial recognition when people are wearing the mask. This has actually become a problem for law enforcement, too. It's become much more difficult for not only witnesses to describe people who are, you know, being accused of a crime because everybody's wearing a mask and sort of looking the same. And so even law enforcement are having issues trying to get around this new masked exterior of ours. So facial recognition companies who claimed that they could identify people with pinpoint accuracy, it's a pretty brave claim, even while they're wearing face masks, have had their results from the latest study show that coverings on the face dramatically increase error rates. They updated it this week. This is the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology. They looked at 41 facial recognition algorithms that were submitted after the COVID-19 pandemic was declared in mid-March. Many of these algorithms were designed with face masks in mind and claimed that they were still able to accurately identify people even when half of their face was covered. But in July, the organization released a report noting that face masks were thwarting regular facial recognition algorithms with error rates ranging from 5%, not too bad, all the way up to 50%, where I'm guessing most of them probably parked. The organization is widely considered the leading authority on facial recognition, so creepy. And their accuracy testing, they expected algorithms to improve on identifying people in face masks, but they're not seeing that. They're not seeing it happen very quickly. Every algorithm experienced marginal increases in error rates, not in success rates, once masks came into the picture. Now, some still had accuracy overall. You'll like this, Dougie. The Chinese facial recognition company Dahu's algorithm error rate is going from 0.3% without masks to 6% with masks. Others had error rates that increased up to 99%. So this is another element that we think about, not only in our personal lives with our cell phones, but also with Big Brother. Because think about how much facial recognition is used in trying to find suspects and in law enforcement. Whether you like that or not, it's sort of par for the course.
It's the landscape these days.
Yeah,
certainly
that's right.
Is the landscape. So here's another, now that we've sort of gone down this road, the Secret Service paying for a product called Locate X. Have you heard of this? Victoria and I were talking about this. This allows Secret Service agents to access location data from apps on your phone. This is the government doing this.
Creepy, but I'm surprised. To me, it's a surprise they weren't already doing this.
I don't like it.
They have been, but I think
there's a reason. I don't like it either, but there's a reason Ghislaine Maxwell was trying to wrap her phone in tinfoil, because I think people think that they're being tracked by their cell phone, and they are. I mean, you can track your friends and family
members.
Of course the government can track you.
What? So what do they do? Who's doing the tracking, and what are they doing with the information?
You would
well,
hope
in
it would
some
only
cases,
be
for what purpose
for
is everybody
right.
guilty now instead of being innocent until proven guilty? Everybody
like
needs
either,
to be watched.
Every single one of us are giving this. We're giving this up, though. The minute we buy an iPhone, the minute we download any app, we're giving away everything. So as much as I'm with you, I think it's creepy and I don't like it. And I don't think we should just assume it's happening, but we have to.
There's no warrant. There's no court order. They get data from you and use it for who knows what. This is becoming...
argument would be it's probably public information because you sign away your rights to your privacy when you just accept all that fine print. So I would say the argument legally, they don't need a warrant because you've already signed away your rights.
All right, so here's another one then. There's a company out there that makes license plate readers that says that there now is a national network, if you're a police officer or law enforcement in general, they can now follow your car movements because of the license plate readers that they have in their cars, the police. Mm-hmm. This is automatic now. When they come up behind you, it automatically will take your license plate and track the movement of your car, wherever it may be in their jurisdiction. What the hell is going on here? Surveillance on top of surveillance on top of surveillance?
Well, actually, that'd be pretty helpful in my neighborhood where car thefts are like out the, I mean, the numbers
are
going
off the
chart.
You know what I'm saying.
But it'd be nice to find your car.
It's called Flock Safety.
Right.
Makes a license plate reader, and now this thing is called Talon, the Total Analytics Law Officers Network. I think that the problem I have with it, or at least one of the several problems I have
cause,
with this,
which is that's a huge problem.
Yeah, and most of the police officers are not really trained well enough. We've been going now through this for the past year, understanding how poorly trained most law enforcement officers are in the first place. No matter what it is that we're talking about, there is not a lot of great training going on, especially in medium-sized and smaller cities where they're having a hard time finding police officers to begin with, for fairly obvious reasons. So now you put these people in cars and they go, look at this. This is fun. How does this work? There are cameras in 700 cities in our country, which now basically when you, put the pieces together, it's a nationwide a network analyzing license plates. God, this is awful. And the American Civil Liberties Union has worked on this. They show that immigration and customs agents using license plate readers to track your movements down on the border. So now they have a database that is 150 million, 200 million scans every month.
I think it's like, 700 cities in the U.S.?
Yeah. Nope, not for me. I don't want to live in a place.
But you know what's creepier than that? That's law enforcement, so I give it a little bit of leeway because if it does help stop certain criminals,
if they found Ghislaine
Maxwell,
in the right
circumstances. But the one that creeps me out, and I don't know why this is legal, are those Clear Channel billboards. That has nothing to do with law enforcement. Yeah. And if you drive by one of them, it pings your cell phone. And it tracks you where you go forever at that point, until you no longer use that phone. That, to me, is a huge infringement on people's rights. I don't get it. And then what they do is they sell your movement. They sell that data to all kinds of other marketing companies, third-party.
There are those
not by mistake. When you're at Starbucks, you're getting ads for Starbucks. I mean, they tell you what the latest things
are. You don't have to... everything, the tracking. I was looking for something last night on my... I did some searching, and the next thing I know, there are ads across my screen for what it was that I was searching for. That wasn't really related to what I was searching for, but it was automatic, and I just find that to be
On your Wi-Fi. That's the problem. Lewis's birthday gift this year got kind of busted because I was searching for it on my iPhone, and we're on the same Wi-Fi system, so he started getting ads for Ray-Bans. Yeah. I think that kind of tipped him off.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Don't shop at home on Wi-Fi. Oh.
Ray-Bans, very cool. Do they have women Ray-Bans, or is it just I'm thinking about the Ray Charles edition of the Ray-Ban.
That's the Wayfarer. Those are the classic Wayfarers. That's what I bought.
Why are you laughing? Wait a minute.
Because you're so funny. You're like the Ray Charles version. That's what I think of when I think of Ray-Bans, right?
Cute. Roy Orbison. Either Ray Charles or Roy Orbison. One or the other.
That's right. Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash. They've all worn Wayfarers.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
The story from our Clip of the Day department at thedjvshow.com, we had a discussion about a woman who was found breathing after she got to the funeral home. Huh? Yes, I'll repeat that. You can hear the story.
On the verge of being embalmed.
Yes. Yes, she's ready to get the needle in her arm, and it wasn't a good needle, and she was breathing. The people got spooked out at the Detroit funeral home. So
all
you want to hear that?
Those paramedics who worked on her for a half an hour, they should probably be retested.
Yes, retraining.
Yeah, right. Yes. All right, so that and so much more of the DJV show every day available. The whole show, as a matter of fact, all around the clock. You can hear the whole thing or snippets, lots of clips of the day. You will enjoy them, I hope. That's why we're doing this at djvshow.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Half man, half motorcycle. If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The DJV program, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. We were talking about the airlines and what's going on. We're still in the back seat of a Boeing 737. Apparently, though, somebody at Boeing has convinced the Canadian government to test the 737. I don't know why, because nobody needs them. No. The Transport Canada is going to become the first non-U.S. agency to test the flight systems. There have been some tests, but they haven't allowed the 737 MAX back up in the air. For a year and a half, they've been sitting on the ground, and as far as I'm concerned, they can stay sitting on the ground. This is something that, with each airline having hundreds and hundreds of planes sitting on the ground, you think that they give a damn about whether they fly these again or not? Boeing owns almost 1,000 of these things now because the airlines are just turning them back in. 21 after the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 23 after on the DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and Tupac Shakur. Now, I've not heard this version of Ooh Child before.
Yeah, it was sampled.
On the surface, a Tupac Shakur, I'm not his core group, shall we say. But this is kind of interesting. Something called Keep Your Head Up. His teenage love letters and the Notorious B.I.G.'s King of New York crown, two of the top lots up for sale at the first Sotheby's auction dedicated fully to hip-hop, which takes place the 15th of next month. Auction featuring more than 120 items spanning hip-hop's history from the late 70s origins through the mid-80s to the mid-90s. Which I guess was the golden age, right?
That's how it's referred to. A lot of artists came up right at that time.
The former president of Tommy Boy Records, a lady named Monica Lynch, an instrumental player in the careers of Queen Latifah, De La Soul, and more people helped to organize the auction. I forgot that Latifah was sort of a hip-hopper when she started, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She's gone on to other...
I think she is.
Yeah. I quite like her as an actress. Anyway, the majority
of... started singing jazz. She's got a really nice voice.
Yeah, she's a good entertainer. Smart. The majority of items consigned directly by the artists or the estates, if they aren't with us any longer. A dedicated exhibit featuring items from the sale is on view by appointment only at the Sotheby's New York Gallery between the 11th and the 15th of next month. The exhibition also is available to the public online. Full contents of the auction not announced until it gets closer to the auction itself. Sotheby's did detail a couple of lots, Tupac's love letters and Biggie's crown. The letters comprise 22 autographed notes. 16-year-old Tupac wrote on his high school girlfriend, Kathy Loy's, wet on her...
He wrote letters to her.
Not okay. Weren't like in his yearbook or anything.
No.
So why would somebody pay between 60 and 80 grand for those? Would be the question. I guess you have to be there, right?
It wouldn't be my first choice, but one of those letters that Tupac wrote to Madonna when he was in jail, they were writing back and forth as they were dating, those sold for thousands.
Yeah. As for the Biggie lot, the autographed crown, the same one that he wore during his King of New York photo shoot, in 1997, just before he was shot and killed. Lott will come up with three unique prints from the shoot plus the contact sheet, and that'll sell for between $200,000 and $300,000, they think.
Might go for more than that. You never know.
Wow.
His last photo shoot, that's... And in the hip-hop world, Biggie was the king, and that is going to be a lot of money.
Biggie!
Small.
Biggie was Mr. Big.
I always liked him so much better than Tupac.
Yeah. No, I don't mean Notorious B.I.G. I'm talking about Chris Knott's character.
Mr. Big?
Mr. Big. Yeah, he's Biggie. They all called him Biggie. The girls called him Biggie, didn't they?
They called him Big.
Yeah.
Just Big.
All right, here we go. Now let's move into the Red Rocks Amphitheater here. Next item, the 26th after the hour. This is a... Yeah, I was talking with Victoria, I think, yesterday about the Red Rocks Amphitheater and what a fabulous venue it is.
Yeah.
Bucket list venue for live music fans. Shows, concerts have been shut down, obviously. Fans now have a chance to experience a virtual concert at the venue presented by Visible, which is Verizon's all-digital wireless carrier. Red Rocks Unpaused, a special virtual concert series, take place over three nights starting this next week, right? The first, second, third would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, featuring Nathaniel Rateliff and Night Sweats with special guest Phoebe Bridgers. That'll be on the first. Megan Thee Stallion, whose single WAP with Cardi B is currently number one. I don't think that's from the doo-wop era, though, is it? It's 29 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Brenton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed his massacre of 51 people at two New Zealand mosques last year, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. It's been called the worst atrocity in the country's modern history. Tarrant showed little reaction as the sentence was being handed down. It was an emotional four-day hearing which the victims confronted the gunman. The third night of the Republican National Convention ended with the Star-Spangled Banner sung by country artist Trace Adkins. It followed a speech from Vice President Mike Pence at Fort McHenry in Baltimore.
And I leave here today more convinced than ever that we will do in our time as Americans have done throughout our long and storied past. We will defend our freedom.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wildfires in Northern California are leaving long-term damage. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Firefighters in Northern California say they're gaining control over historic deadly wildfires that have burned more than 1 million acres. However, researchers and former firefighters working on a new study fear responders battling the blazes are in danger to suffer unprecedented long-term damage as the wildfires destroy over 1,400 homes and businesses.
The level of exposures that these firefighters are getting at these situations, extremely toxic for long periods of time.
Retired Captain Tony Stefani is a 28-year veteran of the San Francisco Fire Department. He started the San Francisco Firefighters Cancer Prevention Fund after he himself was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He tells CBS News,
you can't wait for that latency period for 5 to 10, 20 years down the line to see if these men and women are contract various forms of this, you know, insidious disease. Something has to be done about it now.
A judge said the federal government can be sued for negligence in the Flint water crisis, citing the failure of regulators to act timely as good Samaritans and blow the whistle on lead in the water. The decision comes days after the state of Michigan said it's willing to pay $600 million to settle a raft of lawsuits by Flint residents. We have news anytime on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Hi to Mike Bretz, who's listening today for the first time. Ludetta Awan, I think is how you pronounce her name. Hello, Ludetta. And Clarice Fruz. Interesting names here on the bill of fare today. How do you do?
It's like romper room.
It is kind of like romper room. Speaking of romper room, Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with the message of today being like every other day. Lots of opportunity for conversation, good stuff going on. All right, Victoria, your turn to lead. I'm going to follow. Jennifer's going to follow. We will follow you. Follow you wherever. I was practicing my singing with the girls in the last portion of the program. Yeah. They don't like it when I practice my singing. So I'll not do that.
Well,
now.
A trending story, because that's what we do.
Trending.
The top and the bottom of the hour. Trending
yes.
stories. Lady Gaga is trending, and not for a musical reason, but for her cooking. I don't know if you guys saw this. She loves to cook. She's Italian, and her dad, she's part owner with her father of an Italian restaurant on the Upper West Side of Manhattan called Joanne's Trattoria. And so she took to Instagram. She's still doing, you know, she's in lockdown, even though has released her Chromatica album. It's a great album, and she's going to be performing a remote performance with Ariana Grande on the VMAs. But in the meantime, she's been doing some cooking, and she loves to make classic bolognese, which is pretty much like as a staple as you can get in Italian cooking. It includes ground meat, mirepoix, you know, carrots, onion, celery, stock, and some type of wine. But where she raised a little bit of controversy is most chefs will use red wine in their bolognese. Gaga came out and said the secret to her sauce is she uses rosé.
No!
I have never, wow. And a lot of people went nuts over this, because I have never, ever, I make my own turkey bolognese, and I always use a dry red wine. I have never heard of using rosé. I actually don't really know. I know technically you can cook with it. I find it to be kind of acidic, so I've never cooked with it. But she said, I put rosé in my bolognese, and she said that it's something that she has started doing. Back in 2014, she actually shared a pot of simmering sauce. It's her, I think it was her grandmother's recipe. So I don't know if her grandmother used rosé or if this is something that Gaga has changed on the menu, but it's the same recipe that is on the Joanne, the Trattoria's restaurant menu. And it's interesting how many people, she got a huge backlash from a lot of Italian cooks, but then she got some real support from not only sommeliers. Jen, you are as a sommelier as well. She got a lot of support from even celebrity chef Jacques Pepin, who said that actually any wine in bolognese makes it better. So he said that wine adds depth and complexity and acidity. Red wine is a bit richer and more tannic. Rosé is also fine if it's not too sweet. So apparently, and then there's another chef in Nashville at the 404 Kitchen. He came forward, Matt Bolus, and said, if you don't have a good red wine at home, then you can even use sparkling wine or champagne. Any of those types of alcohols in your sauces will add a layer of complexity that,
yeah,
you know.
You're getting it for the flavor. You're not necessarily. Yeah. I actually cook with white wine way more than I cook with red wine. The only time I really cook with red wine is if I'm doing, like, a Cabernet reduction or something like that, because mm-hmm. it's really more about the layers of flavor rather than actually the taste of the wine. So I actually think I can be with her. I don't think rosé is so silly. Now,
the only time I use rosé is when
rosé.
I'm heating up a baked potato. That's when I use it.
What?
Okay.
No, great. Sorry, Jen. Go ahead. What? you were saying that you should.
I would probably drink red wine with a bolognese, because rosé, when you have something that's so hearty like a bolognese, I would think you need at least a light red to pair with it. But hey, the first rule of wine pairing is that there really are no rules that you should drink what you like. So
there you go.
All right. How about some other food news? The FDA expanded a recall of peaches because of salmonella. Here we go again. Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. This recall covers loose peaches packaged by Prima Wawona, sold between June 1st and August 3rd. So if you buy bottled peaches at Kroger.
Bagged peaches.
Bagged, excuse me.
These are fresh, real peaches, yeah.
Right. Kroger, Wegmans, Walmart, Aldi. Why would you buy that stuff at those stores in the first place?
Why would you buy?
Because they're grocery stores. Seth.
Yeah, they're grocery stores. Yeah. Why would you not buy peaches at Wegmans?
Go to a local farm stand and find this stuff.
Not everybody can do that, Doug.
Not everyone has
that. Local farm stands.
Yeah.
Anyway, the peaches were linked to 68 different salmonella cases, 9 different states, causes fever, vomiting, nausea, could be fatal. Sounds like getting the COVID. Have a peach, get the COVID.
Here's the thing that I'm always confused by. Is the salmonella inside the peach? Or, like, if you use a veggie wash?
No, the skin.
Or,
outside. No, it's
so
the
if
skin.
You, so I know peaches are more
if
porous.
You peel them, yep, you won't get it.
So if you peel, well, does it matter what type of skin? Because I would think, yes. If you peel an apple, I would feel much more confident that I'm getting rid of the salmonella. But peaches are so porous.
No, it won't penetrate.
Fuzzy.
No, in an apple, it's unique. Apples and pears, it won't penetrate the skin because they're too
See, that's
hard.
What I'm saying, but it feels like it would penetrate peaches.
Yeah, exactly.
So then, that's what I'm saying.
It
so
would
you
penetrate
can't just peel
the
it.
Melons and stuff.
Right,
oh,
so
I see what you're saying.
Peel a peach
it penetrates
and
into the
it.
Skin, Victoria. It doesn't penetrate into the meat, if you will, of the peach itself. I believe that is the case, yeah. Speaking of meat, prices on meat seem to be going down, except for one kind of meat. Some of the statistics show the first decrease in price since last April. Let's see here. I'm looking at home food shopping prices. The price for beef and veal are down about 8 points. beef roasts and steak, almost 9 points. Pork prices down 2%, eggs down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hot dogs are the exception. The price of a hot dog up almost 3%. Why would that be, I wonder?
Because of pork time.
Because, yeah, I suppose.
Well, summertime, yeah. And just because of the pork processing. Pepperoni. Jen and I talked about this last week. Pepperoni is, there's a shortage of pepperoni right now. And
really?
Pizza places are charging more if you add pepperoni on top of your pizza, because pepperoni is pork and then it has to get processed again. So a lot of pork producers are short-staffed because of COVID. So they're just not processing. They're not doing that last step into making pepperoni. So they're kind of passing it off to other producers, and it's not really working. So there's a huge shortage.
Have you heard of Magic Spoon?
I eat Magic Spoon.
Do you?
It's delicious.
When did you find it?
Cereal that I keep seeing ads for. What is it?
And I finally, Instagram got me again, and I finally bought 4 boxes of it. It's
really?
Keto cereal. So it's grain-free, it's gluten-free, it's sugar-free, it's made
high
with
protein,
monk fruit,
low-carb.
High protein, yeah, low carb. Yeah. It's really good. It, especially if you want a fix of like, oh man, I would really love, you know, like, Fruit Loops. They make a keto version of Fruit Loops that tastes very similar.
I don't shop much, and I don't buy cereal, but I would go try to find this. A couple of entrepreneurs named Greg Sewitz and Gabby Lewis put together this healthy cereal that tastes too good to be true. That's what they say.
It is true, yeah. It's expensive, though. It is expensive.
Well, but if it's good and healthy, then, well, some people can't afford it, I suppose. These were Brown University students. After graduating, they went into business together selling cricket protein bars.
Ew.
Yeah.
And bugs are big right now. Not that I know.
Oh, they are.
Now, but, yeah.
That's the slug line. Bugs are big.
Bugs and that's the slug line. Get it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Get it? Well, thank you, Jennifer. Victoria didn't get it. I was hoping someone would get it.
I just laughed. What do you...
Right,
I know what a slug is.
Line?
I worked in a newsroom. No. I didn't hear you say it. I heard Jen say it.
No, I said... Didn't I say
no,
slug line?
No, he said it. You did.
Okay,
it was
well,
actually
I
on my idea.
I didn't. Yeah, I heard Jen say it, and I laughed.
Okay, so can I get? I don't eat cereal much anymore because of what we were talking about, what they put into it. So can I get a Frosted Flakes version? Some kind
not
of
Frosted
fruity...
Flakes. They have Frosted Loops, so it's kind of like
really?
Honey Nut Cheerios, but Frosted Flake flavor.
Now, do most of the grocery stores have this now?
I think it's rolling out. It's relatively new. I ordered it online, but yeah. I think eventually they will find... They're going to have to lower their prices or else no one's going to buy it from a store. So
$39
once
for a case? How many boxes in a case?
4.
Wow.
Oof. That's a lot of money.
That's pretty steep.
So they're going to
you know
what? Like I said, they're going to have to really lower
thing.
That cost.
But the cost
but
of...
But it's made in America.
Hello. But
two American entrepreneurs.
Wake
you know?
Up to the fact that good food costs money. And if you want to be healthy, you know, you choose well and eat well. There are lots of things you can probably put with healthy food. Like, I actually, you're going to laugh at this. Yesterday I did go stop by the...
recipe.
No, I actually bought, I haven't had mac and cheese forever in a day. And Miles, last week, there's a little place they get mac and cheese, and I actually tasted it. We had a picnic. We had actually a couple of picnics last week, and mac and cheese made it to one of them, and I actually liked it. So I saw a lobster mac and cheese in the thing. Is that bad? Do you think it'll be lousy?
No, it's delicious.
Is it?
I've made lobster mac and cheese. Yeah, it's awesome. But don't you have the gluten problem? Is that... Unless
not,
it's gluten-free
not when
pasta.
He eats the pasta.
I want to find out from Jennifer in a moment whether she has her taste buds back again. 46 after on today's DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common
common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the five-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done. From computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, it's Staples Chair Event. You'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big this week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I saw this thing about the new sixth sense that'll define your taste buds. Most of the time we've thought that our taste buds were limited to salty, sweet, sour, bitter, and more recently savory. But there's a bit of evidence that something's missing here. Starch. Whether you can taste starch, like taste a potato, the starch in potato, or corn, is that what this is all about, I wonder?
I would say it's more, that's like a feeling more than a taste. Yeah, something feels, right. Like has a mouthfeel of being starchy.
So how is your mouth feeling these days? What is there?
How's your mouth feeling? If you're asking, I had COVID-19. I'm recovering from it now, and I lost my smell and my taste, and it's better. It's really hard for me to tell you if it's 100% back, but I definitely notice like new smells and tastes kind of every single day, more with the smells than with the taste. Things that I wasn't smelling before, I'm like, oh, I can smell that now. So that's good. It's coming back.
Yeah, that is good news. 50 minutes after, 10 before the new hour, here on the DJB program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The time's 53 past the hour. Laura Banks is joining us. She is a noted astrologer. Normally, in this 5 minutes or so of the program, I like to focus in on the tool that is astrology and how you learn from it. How does, you know, you get to the bottom line of understanding things like abundance? There are questions all the time you get from people, I'm sure. Can you tell by looking at somebody's astrological sign? You got to have the three features. You got to have the sun, the moon, the rising. Other than that, if you go to somebody and get an astrological reading and they don't ask you for your birth time, when you were born, where you were born, you're wasting your time. Because there's no information that's going to come from anybody doing this that's pertinent to you without those three pieces of the pie, the cog, if you will. So, having said that, one of the things people are interested in is abundance. I think most people think of abundance as being money, but it certainly isn't. I think I have an abundant life and has nothing got nothing to do with money in reality. So, you know, how do you express that? You always take my chart and use it as an example. I don't mind being a guinea pig. Maybe you look at your own chart or people that you've had come to see you or talk to you on the phone. The essence of people who worry about money, spend their lives worrying about money.
Well, like the eighth house in astrology is money and sex are kind of the same as contracts. You know, that's considered obligatory sex in a marriage relationship. It's a very complex situation, but most people come to me with questions about health, money, and love. Okay, those are the three main categories.
Right.
And you know, when I see a chart, I get from the place of birth, time or birth, date of birth. There's either going to be a lot of friction with the red lines or easy going with the blue lines. But I want to see a little of both so there's conflict. Like my mother, for example, has no red lines, no conflict. So she was like a jellyfish. She had, it was all just sort of, she couldn't figure out anything. She was sort of floating through life. So I like to see the challenges. But when we look at the key word abundance, which I love, Doug, and thanks for having me. I always love being on your show with you. Abundance comes from Jupiter. Jupiter is the benefic. The first thing I do is I look at Jupiter. It's so simple. Where it is living its life is where you have hidden gems of relationship understanding, money, resources. So you really want to first look at Jupiter. That's what I got to say about abundance. And then you have to go beyond your own limitations, like I, you know, maybe have said before, where if you're operating like a Volvo and you're a Bentley, life's going to really suck because you're holding yourself back. You're either in a relationship that's holding you back, or you're involved in a drug addiction, or you're in an abusive situation, or you're just depressed because you don't like your mother. You know, there comes a point where you just have to say, wait, you know, here are all the things that happened. I forgive, I forget, and then you move into your abundance.
Moving into abundance, I mean, there are all kinds of different ways of, I'm going to go back a little bit to our earlier conversation with the folks from the Ten Terrains. I think that all of us who perceive these various sciences, if you want to call them, or try to understand these various sciences, frustrate ourselves because we try to understand them on our own. I don't think that it's possible for me to understand all there is astrologically or with the terrains or anything else, unless you spend, the mistake people make in this culture is that they, you know, they try to explain stuff in a way that most people don't understand, so they lose the following because they make it too complicated. Take the information, in your case, sun, moon, rising, this is what it means to you. And if you want somebody else to be explained, you get that information, and then you use it. You're not an astrologer.
Really,
you are, but I'm not.
Who even cares that planet signs houses? What's going on in your life? You know, where are the blocks? I don't need to teach you about your chart. I can tell you, Doug, coming up this December, you have a lot of opportunity. There's many things coming your way. For a number of us, December is looking exquisite, with Aquarius finally moving into Saturn and Pluto in Aquarius. So a lot of what's going on is in the synchronicity of the planets beyond the map of our identity we were imprinted with at birth. So there are waves, there are tides, there are flows of opportunity.
Well,
and it's not with us all the time, but you've got good stuff coming in December. I'm about to send you your transits.
The practical side of this is that you can learn a lot. It almost is a daily or a weekly requirement, if you will, but it certainly helps a whole lot. And then there are people looking at things and seeing changes beforehand, like the coronavirus problem is pretty much over. Most people are not going to allow that because they're making money selling things, but pretty much that's over and we're moving on to the next whatever problem we have to deal with. So at any rate, that hopefully is helpful to all of you. Laura Banks here at 59 past the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.